Felt good. My first time starting this year. Wanted to cap it off with a W. Wasn't the way we wanted to start the game, of course, but you know we try to battle back and put ourselves in position to win, and came up short.
I just wondered where you were able to go on that first down there.
Okay. You know, anytime coach makes a decision, man, we ride with it. You know what I mean? We're a team, and you know, whatever decision he makes, we feel like it's the best for our team. And I'm sure he had a plan of us getting them stopped on defense to get the ball back with time left to go down and score. So that's how I looked at it.
You only targeted Amari Cooper twice, one reception. Did that surprise you? It was so little that you didn't ball for?
Being that this was my first game, man, I was just going through my reads, honestly. So, as a football player, you can't necessarily go into a game saying I'm going to throw to this guy X amount of times. Of course, we want Coop to touch the ball as much as possible. But, you know, looking back on it, you know, you just want to be clean with your reads. And, you know, when it's time for him to get the ball, obviously you want to throw it to him. When it's not, it's not.
What was it like to see that fumble return? It seemed like it almost took purples in slow motion. What was your angle on that and what it looked like?
Yeah, I was behind it. Yeah, it was, man, you know what I mean, early in the game like that, you know. So to give him a freebie, you know what I mean, you don't want to give anybody a freebie in this league, and, you know, it is what it is.
How tough was it your first start?
Yeah, it's the nature of the beast, man. I've been in every, you know, situation you could think of in this league for the most part. So, you know, it wasn't something that I looked at as, you know, to get me rattled or get our offense rattled or anything like that. You know, the biggest thing was just handling, you know, what we could handle. And that was the next drive. And, you know, there's no such thing as a 14-point touchdown or anything like that. So you just got to go one touchdown at a time.
When it happens that early on, I guess you let it change, not rattle you necessarily, but let it change your game plan to the fact that you have to not make it?
Not early in the game. You don't, because, you know, NFL football games are so long and so many things can happen, a turnover here, a turnover there. You know, that ball could have went our way, and we could have been up 14-0, you know. So you can't necessarily look at it and start panicking early in the game like that.
You had a couple of passes to Cook that were really near misses. Are those the sort of play that you think, like, when we'll practice time with him on the field, you'll start connecting?
I think so. You know, Jared does a great job for us, and, you know, he poses a great matchup, you know, against smaller DBs and things like that. So definitely want to continue to work on that and hit him the next time. We were. I think just situation didn't always call for it. You know, I think sometimes we just wanted to just drop back and throw the ball down the field. You know, I'm not a coach. You know, I come here to play football. So, you know, I'm never going to overstep my boundaries and tell the coach, hey, let's do this, let's do that. You know what I mean? So, of course, you know, we saw that as something that we could take advantage of, but, you know, sometimes the situation didn't call for it.
Billy Real, you can tell us what pretty angry to talk to us just about what happened. What was he like with you guys in the locker room?
He took his time, and he paused and looked at everybody. I felt like he kind of looked every man in the eye to see what kind of team we had, what kind of makeup we had. You know, we're 2-3 after 5 weeks into the season. There's tons of football left to play, and, you know, I think that's really what he did, just kind of looked every man in the eye. I just wanted to see how we would respond from this moment.
What was the response? Maybe you'll see it next day. What was the response to the play?
We just bought into what he had to say.
He said he plays too long today. Do you fully expect that just from what you've seen on film? Do you think they add a little more than they do?
I didn't think they blitzed more than they normally do. You know, I thought, you know, the Ravens did what we saw on tape. You know, they mixed it up on third down. And especially when you're in third and long, you know, that, you know, they can kind of take some liberties there defensively and try to, you know, bring some exotic blitzes and things like that.
Was a lot of communication with Derek on the sideline? Was he talking to you a lot?
Definitely. You know, pretty much after every drive, you know, just like when he was starting and I was not playing, I'd be right there in his ear just like he was for me today. So, you know, it was great to have him on the sideline with us.
When it got to the end of the week, they had their question, which you had a part of this is like 50-50.
Right.
Was it your understanding that you were going to be playing, or was there some doubt there, or did you just preparing to play?
Yeah, I was preparing to play. You know, I was just going to be ready for whatever came up, and whether he had decided or whether they decided to play him on Friday or Saturday, you know, I was just going to be ready regardless.